As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Welcome back to the best of Raceline Radio. I'm Eric Thomas. It's our traditional replay of some of the best interviews from our 2016 racing season over the Christmas and New Year's break. Toronto's Daniel Morad was out of circulation in this sport for about, 4 years or so. But once he got back in, he got good things done in a hurry. We had him on first when he scored the 2016 Canadian Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup, then again when he also took the IMSA Challenge Cup as well. He also let us in on some early groundbreaking plans for an all-Canadian driver effort at this spring's 24 Hours of Daytona. He's back, and we're glad. Daniel Morad on the best of Raceline Radio. Dan, before we get into your accomplishments, it seems that as we get down to the bottom of some of these schedules, that the Canadian drivers, including yourself, have really come to the fore here. You've got Scott Maxwell doing what he's been doing, you know, with the Multimatic people, and Lance Stroll with F3, and, you know, looks like he may be heading to Formula One, and yourself. And I still think that Canadian drivers make up one of the largest and impactful international sports contingents this country has, and I think you would agree with that.
Oh, no doubt. I took the decision to join sports car racing last year, and it's been the best move of my career to date. Finally I see some sort of progression and an avenue where I can go and become a professional race car driver. And yeah, it's great. I mean, I love where I'm at right now, especially being involved with the Porsche family. It's such a great brand, something I'm passionate about. And my team, Allegra Motorsports, they've been supporting me 100%. And Carlos De Quesada, the team owner, he's believed in me from the first moment that he met me. And, you know, Porsche Center Oakville's been a huge supporter of our program for the last 2 years. So, you know, hopefully we're going to continue a long-term program with these two guys.
But, Danny, my point being is this, that if you guys weren't talented, and I don't care what you're driving, if it's an open wheel, if it's a sports car, if it's a Porsche, it's an Audi, it's a Subaru, it doesn't matter, unless you guys have got the talent to get that thing applied and get it to victory lane, they're not going to look at you no matter what you want to drive, right?
Exactly. I mean, look at it across the board. Canadians, no matter where we are, any Canadian that has the ability or the opportunity to race at a competitive level, they're always at the front.
That's it.
So it's just, I don't know what's in our water here, weather, I don't know what it is. And you know what's funny? It's when the going gets tough, when the conditions are challenging, that's when Canadians seem to always rise even higher to the top than anyone else. Is it a coincidence that it's sports car racing? I don't know. But, whether it's open wheel, it doesn't matter. I mean, even Nicholas Latifi, a good friend of mine, in wet conditions over in Europe, he seems to do really well. But we obviously have a good ladder system. Ron Fellows has been massively involved in the junior ranks and starting in the grassroots level. And he's been a mentor to me. So, you know, guys like him giving Canadians opportunity, I think that's what really makes the difference.
2016 Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup champion and now IMSA North American Cup champion, our guest on Raceline Radio. When you won the Canadian side, in the number 17 Porsche Center Oakville Allegra Motorsports Porsche 911, you said the next step, ET, is to go on and win the North American thing, and you did exactly that.
Yeah, I remember we chatted about a month ago, and maybe less than a month, and that was the plan. I think that so we had our closing party at Porsche Center Oakville with all the team and all the employees there, just to kind of acknowledge the accomplishment that we achieved this year in Canada. And also, I mean, we did compete against the Americans for two rounds. So we did Montreal Grand Prix and Watkins Glen. So, you know, we did have a little taste of what the American competition was like. And ironically enough, the top American series driver is a Canadian.
Yeah.
And he won. Beth Lazar won the championship.
That's right.
So, I mean, we went over to the U.S. and we wanted to take all the trophies home. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. We got the biggest one of them all. And I don't know if you've seen on my social media.
Yes.
Posted on Twitter. my trophy for the North American Cup, and that's the biggest trophy I've ever received in my life. I couldn't even bring it home.
I know. It's like
about 30 pounds.
It's like your own Borg Warner.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's huge. yeah.
And, you know, at the awards ceremony, I don't know if you saw the news, but Carlos De Quesada, the team owner of Allegra Motorsports, decided, and we've been talking all year, and I'm really involved with Carlos, and
sure.
You know, I'm like a son to him, right? So he really looks at me, and he knows I'm strong on the business side, mm-hmm. and with opportunities. So he's always asked, what drivers do you think could drive with us in, if we did an endurance effort? And,
oh, nice.
You know, I've named a few, and I said, how cool would it be to have an all GT3 Cup lineup?
Yeah.
The champion.
That'd be good.
And he said, you know, that's a good idea. The only thing would be experience. And I said, you know what? Look at it, though. We have Jesse Lazar, champion in the U.S.
You got it.
Michael De Quesada, who's a Gold Cup champion in the U.S.,
yeah.
16 years old. And then myself winning the Canadian Championship and the North American Cup.
Yep.
For now, I mean, that's a pretty stout lineup.
That's a stacked lineup.
I said, you know what? That's a good idea. And he agreed. So
uh-oh.
The decision to announce it at the banquet that night. Jesse had no idea that he was going to be involved in it. And we got a GT3R. I think I mentioned that last time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So that's for the GT Daytona class. And Carlos said, yeah, let's do it. We're going to announce the 24-hour of Daytona lineup tonight. He got up there on stage, announced it, and, you know, the rest is history. So
perfect.
I think that Jesse is a great talent, up-and-coming, 19-year-old driver.
Yep.
But for being 19, he's incredibly consistent and doesn't make mistakes. So that's what you need in endurance racing. Michael De Quesada, 16 years old. You know, this kid, last year, he was so shy, you know, making lots of mistakes on track.
Yeah, yeah.
This year, completely different man.
There you go, grew up.
Really evolved into a man.
Good.
And he's a champion now. So myself, you know, being the oldest of the group, I'm just 26, though. Still young. I'm looked at as the veteran. In the,
sure, the anchorman, yeah.
For now, we haven't secured the entire lineup, but we're kind of sorting out all the details. We have a couple big sponsors on the table for to join us on this program.
Fabulous.
And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. It'll be my first Daytona 24, as it will be for Jesse and Michael.
Dan, listen, thank you so much for these few minutes. I mean, we could go on and on here, but the clock is our enemy, as it usually is. Congratulations on the GT3 Championship and the IMSA North American Cup Champion and some exciting plans for the 24 Hours of Daytona in the spring. Well done in the comeback, my son. It couldn't have gone any better for you, and we're very, very thrilled about that. Thanks very kindly, and we'll stay in touch as we get into to the off season.
All right. Thanks, Eric, and I'll let you know when new things start developing.
2016 IMSA Porsche Challenge Cup champion Daniel Morad on the Best of Raceline Radio. And how cool is this? Morad anchoring an American team with all Canadian drivers at the 24 Hours of Daytona this spring. And you heard it here first, exclusively on Raceline Radio. On the way, going to hear again from F1 rookie Canadian Lance Stroll, Subaru Team USA's David Higgins, and seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson. All coming up on the Best of Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kyle Petty. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, coast to coast, to the Best of Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Check out these stats, okay? 2016 FIA Formula 3 champion, leading the points the entire season. 11 wins, 17 podiums, and a dozen poles. He just happens to be a development driver in the Williams organization. And all of this registered before your 18th birthday. Many will tell you he's had the inside line to become Canada's next full-time Formula 1 driver, our first since former champion Montreal's Jacques Villeneuve. For TSN 690, fellow Montreal native and die-hard Habs fan, we meet super teen Lance Stroll on the Best of Raceline Radio. Lance, you turn 18 at the end of the month, so if we may, I don't think we'll have a chance to do it on the day. A very happy birthday to you from everybody here across the Raceline Radio Network across Canada.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can imagine winning, you know, the F3 championship is a pretty decent birthday present. That's not bad, huh?
No, I'll take it.
You just didn't win it. I mean, you killed it. You know, a dominating season in F3. You led the points all season, 11 wins, 17 podiums, two-thirds of the races from, you know, the first two rows of the grid, 12 poles. You know the numbers, staggering as they are. When you're stacking up numbers like this, Lance, do you do what a lot of other drivers do? Do you forget about the numbers, forget the streaks, just go out and do each race best you can? And the cliche is the numbers kind of take care of themselves. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's important to take it race by race. You know, the F3 European Championship is a very long championship. We have, 10 weekends, three races per weekend, so 30 races in total, which is, you know, a lot of points up for grabs.
Yep.
So it's important to take it race by race, you know. Always push as hard as you can. Try not to, you know, overthink, the points and where you're going to be at the end of the year. I think you have to really be in the moment, and there's so much that can happen that you can get disappointed very quickly, and things can change very quickly. So it's really important to, you know, to be conscious of that. But at the same time, you know, take it race by race, but you also need to be aware of, you know, it's not always about winning every race. It's about, you know, scoring good points.
Right.
Sometimes minimizing the risk and really just taking those points and putting them in the bag.
At the same time, though, you know, when you've got hot streaks going like you've had, it does amazing things for the team morale and your own confidence too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the beginning of the season, for multiple reasons, we struggled a bit more in the first couple rounds. We scored good points, but we were always in the fight for the championship. But we didn't have that, you know, that consistency like we had. Mm-hmm. From middle to the end of the season. I think really at the fourth round in Austria, that's when we really kicked it into second gear and, you know, started winning a lot of races and, finishing on the podium consistently. That's what really turned around the championship.
Lance Stroll is the 2016 FIA Formula 3 European champion and Williams development driver on Raceline Radio. We reached him in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm glad you talked about consistency. We just talked to another Canadian driver who's had a great year, Danny Morad, about, you know, being consistent and that challenge, Lance, you know, being good in qualifying, consistent lap times, you know, quick lap after lap. You know, it's one thing to talk about consistency. It's another thing to execute that on the racetrack. How is your approach to being consistent? Is there a formula in your head, or do you just adapt as it comes?
Well, I think, consistency is important, but, there's other factors as well to winning a championship. I think qualifying in F3 is key. Consistency, I think, comes with experience. It comes with, you know, listening to the people around you, taking the right advice from the people around you who help you, on how to win a championship. And then I think it comes from, you know, experience and learning from the mistakes you've made in the past, perhaps, you know, sometimes, not looking for consistency, trying to win races. And, my mistakes in 2015 were that at one point in the season I was trying to win too much and I forgot about consistency. I took too many risks and
right.
Ended up losing a lot of points.
Yeah.
I think I really learned from that, and that's what helped me massively this year. On winning the championship.
Yeah, perfect. Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio. Talk about the F3 Dallara Mercedes race car for a second or two. Describe it, Lance. What is it like to drive, and can you compare it to anything else that we may be familiar with, you know?
Yeah, well, I think F3, the whole car and the engine, the whole package is a really good car to drive. F3, you know, it has a tremendous amount of downforce, aerodynamics, so there's really a lot of grip, and it's a proper car because it teaches you how to use all that grip and really maximize the potential of the car. And there's so much potential, and it's so hard to perfect it that mm-hmm. it's really a good category, and it really teaches you how to get everything you can out of a race car.
Lance Stroll on Raceline Radio, the first Canadian driver to win this F3 title. Do you keep track of other series and fellow Canadians and how they're doing back home, if you want to use that phraseology?
To be honest, I watch IndyCar
Good.
Quite a bit. That's about the only one I watch in North America. Yeah, and you know, I watch pretty much every race, and I think it's a great championship. It's very exciting to watch, and yeah, I think it would be definitely something. It's definitely something I would like to experience in the future.
Sure, that's good. Put that in your drawing board too, because you're young enough to adapt to pretty much anything. Well, being from Montreal, and Raceline Radio does air in Montreal on TSN 690. Do we automatically assume that you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, a Habs fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
No, it's not so easy to follow the NHL here in Europe.
Yeah.
Due to the time difference and time zone, but I try and catch a game when I can.
Perfect.
But definitely, I'm from Montreal. Always be a Habs fan, good, and that will never change.
What's going to keep you busy in the off season, Lance? You going to be home for Christmas? How's it going to work?
Yeah, I'll be. I think I'll be back in Montreal around Christmas time. Before that, I think depending on what happens next year, I'll be getting ready for next season and preparing myself as well as I can.
Lance, following your success in F3 has been a highlight of the Canadian racing landscape for us this year, and very proud of your success. Heartiest congratulations again from everybody across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Stroll finished off his amazing season, posting three more dominant victories at Hockenheim, Germany, 14 total for the season, an historic performance for sure. Mere days after we aired this interview back in October of last year, Williams Martini F1 announced Lance would join veteran Valtteri Bottas on their Formula One team in 2017, and as we said, the first Canadian F1 driver since Jacques Villeneuve retired in 2006, Montreal's Lance Stroll on the best of Raceline Radio. Great things lie ahead. Coming up, 2016 Rally America champion David Higgins and Jimmy Johnson. This is the best of Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Damon Hill. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast to coast, it's the best of Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Good to have you with us. Our presenting sponsor, Subaru, rules the road rally world in North America. And here's one of the main reasons why. This Welsh-born talent secured his sixth straight Rally America Manufacturer's title for Subaru at the buttons of his WRX STI while scoring his sixth straight driver's crown. Reviewing another stellar Rally America campaign with co-driver Craig Drew, a pleasure to welcome back the pride of Subaru Rally Team USA, David Higgins, on the best of Raceline Radio.
David, you're entered as a British driver, but you're actually from Wales, if I'm correct, the home of sometimes hard to read and pronounce hometowns. I try to take a whack at yours. Say the name of your hometown for us.
Trafeglois.
Oh, good. Straightforward. Now, do you go back there now that the season's over, or have you got residency in North America?
Yeah, no, I am. My family and things are all there, so I'll be going back there on Saturday. So it's been a long trip at the moment with the GRC in LA, and then straight from there to Michigan, and then to the Subaru conference and their dealers. So
yeah,
I'm pretty much ready for home now, but it's, when we get home, it's pretty much straight into training and getting ready for the next season.
Yeah, and you've got some youngins who do some go-kart racing, I understand, and have they shown any inclination of following in Dad's footsteps?
Matthew, my youngest, my boy, he's leading his championship at the moment, and we've got one round to go of that.
Good.
It's pretty good when you're watching your kids do the same thing. You know, I worry way more when they're doing it than I ever do. but equally, I'm probably more proud of what they achieve than anything I've done myself as well. So it's pretty cool.
And that keeps you grounded too. I mean, you know, congrats on the another championship, your sixth consecutive, sixth straight championship. Manufacturer's side for Subaru, but you know, having that stuff going on at home, that keeps you centered and keeps you grounded, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I started in kart racing as well, and you know, I still go back to the sport always, and I always have been. You know, ever since I've been rallying, I've always gone back and done a few races each year because you know, it keeps your feet. You know, you see, and it's great now when you go back and see the younger people coming through, and you know, you can give them a little bit of advice. And I quite often go for a track, and I'll try and help some of the. Not just my own kids, but some of the other kids as well,
good,
and teaching them some lines and different things. So it's nice to be able to put something back into the sport as well.
Talk about the season. It wasn't a perfect one. You have had those, but I know in past interviews, David, that that's not a big deal for you. But just give us a, you know, a 30-second version of your thoughts on the campaign. You've won, you know, six in a row now, so there's got to be a lot of satisfaction there.
Yeah, it was great. You know, having Pastrana back in the team as well gave us some good fights this year, and we've had a great season. The car's been absolutely awesome. The team has done a good job. We've had some good battles. It's been far from straightforward. You know, we've had some flat tires early on that's lost us, you know, put us back for a minute, so we've had to push hard. So but they're the ones that are the more rewarding ones. You know, last year, yes, it was a perfect season, but the challenge was trying to get the perfect season more than the actual challenge of the individual events, where this year, you know, we've had to fight for it.
David, you've said the WRX STI, the Subaru, is a joy to drive. Just talking about this with Lestage and the Canadian side of the Subaru effort just the other day, the STI is a great rally machine, lots of workable downforce, and that's from the stock configuration. And in so much, too, is a few suspension bits on Lestage's car are stock, just right off the showroom floor, and that's a great endorsement on how well-built and how safe Subarus really are for the driving public.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if you go back to Rally Great Britain last year from the World Championship, we took an absolute stock STI. You know, they had a roll cage in it, suspension modification.
Yeah.
And we had a top 20 in a World Championship rally and won the class by something like 15 minutes. So the what makes our car so easy to for people to rally with, because, you know, you can buy a stock car, you can do the basics, get out, compete, add parts to them as time goes on. You can, you know, you can keep improving them. But, you know, we're starting from a base model that's actually very, very good. You know, you look at the other brands, they've got a lot of work to do just to even get to where we are as a standard car. So it's good for us. And, you know, you look at all the Subaru fans that are out driving around on those roads, you know, following on events.
Yeah.
Those cars are going to get turned into race cars at some point in their life. And you know, it's great to see what happens with them, how they evolve.
Subaru Rally Team USA driver David Higgins, 2016, now six-time consecutive Rally America champion, back with us on Raceline Radio. We know about the health of the sport of rallying in Canada and around the world, but how healthy is it in the United States in your estimation, David?
Well, we definitely go through sort of peaks and troughs a little bit, but, you know, this year, the last event we just did at the weekend, we had 84 people were doing the event, and we had
excellent.
They had to get a dispensation to be able to run that many people. So
wow.
When you see that, it's very, very good. You know, the country is very big, so, you know, towing the cars to do every single event is very difficult for the privateer guy, because, you know, it's a big place, a long way to get from events. But it's going good. You know, it's a little bit in a difficult situation at the moment. We've got a new organisation that's trying to step in for next year. So
good.
There could possibly be two championships in the US next year, which is, you know, it's not the ideal scenario, but if the new people can go in there and make it work, then that's good for the sport if they've got some fresh ideas to try and do something with it.
David, our Raceline Radio Network program across Canada is backed by Subaru Canada. You probably know that. We cover the World Rally Championship regularly as well. Would a WRC event play well in North America in your estimation?
I think it would, but the problem with the WRC events, they're so strict in their regulations of what they do. You know, there wouldn't be probably only maybe a very, very small handful of cars that would be eligible to compete. So
gotcha.
You know, to have a WRC event, although it would be great for promoting the sport, it would be equally difficult that the people that are actually, you know, doing this sport over here can't compete on that event. So the regulations are so different with the cars. But I've been involved in it in many different levels over time, and you know, we've got some of the best roads over here in the world, like hands down. You know, America and Canada are both some amazing stages. So it's good if you can pull it off, but if you don't, it can sometimes be harmful as well.
Yeah, David, from everybody across Canada along the Raceline Radio Network, sincere congratulations and well done on your sixth straight Rally America Championship for Subaru. Enjoy the off-season. We'll reconnect with you again in the spring of the new year. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Subaru Rally Team USA's David Higgins on the Best of Raceline Radio. With just inducted Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer Antoine Lestage close to bagging his ninth Canadian crown to go with his seven North America titles, running the Subaru brand as well, Subaru stays at the top of the heap when it comes to road rallying power in North America. Let's do another pit stop here, Brad.
When we come back to green, now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson. This is the Best of Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Terry Labonte. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Welcome back once again. Eric Thomas with the Best of Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. California's Jimmy Johnson, clinching his seventh NASCAR Sprint Cup title, was very simply a miraculous achievement, as he now ties legends Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt for most titles in a NASCAR career. And at age 41, Johnson is the youngest driver to do this, and the quickest. 10 years to do seven for Johnson. Petty took 15 seasons, Big Dale 14. A few minutes then, after his title-clinching win at Homestead, Florida, with Jimmy Johnson on the Best of Raceline Radio.
Jimmy, a wild, wild ending to a wild, wild race allows you to bank number seven. Give us your reaction.
Wow. I had this crazy, weird calmness through the last couple of weeks, and then even through the race, amongst all the chaos we dealt with and the fact that we ran, like, you know, behind those guys all night long, fifth, sixth, wherever we ran. And then we restart in the 22 and the 19 wreck, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we've got a shot at this thing. What? I don't know why I've been so calm, but maybe it's in the cards. The next restart works out well. We get a second, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, this there's really a shot at this thing. So then I get the restart of my life at the end. And I hit clear off at turn two, and it just all, like, I got the goosebumps going down the backstretch. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I look in the mirror, and the 22 is fading, but there was just something really interesting and different about my calmness and the relaxed nature that I had in the car. And I didn't know what the outcome would be, but I was very content and peaceful with whatever was coming my way. And then it ended up being the greatest thing in the world. So it's just wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if I answered your question. I went off on a tangent, but there you go.
He answered it fine. Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. Jeff Gordon said that you and Chad are the best he has ever seen in this series. What does a remark like that mean for you going into the future, Jimmy?
It's something I take a lot of pride in. You know, loyalty and loyalty is a huge thing with me. But he's a brother, and I'm so proud of him and so thankful that whatever drew us to one another and created this opportunity for us to start the 48 team and work together happened. It's amazing. I would not be here today as a seven-time champion without Chad Knaus. He deserves so much praise and so much credit for my success, for this team's success, for the success of Hendrick Motorsports and where it is and what's going on with it right now. So, and over the last 15 years, I mean, yeah, it's crazy to say that. I guess I'm getting old. But, you know, he's something special.
Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, just being with this format, what was it like going into the race under this current format the first time that you've been in the Final Four since NASCAR instituted this format, you know?
It's different for sure. To come in with equal points and know that you've got to beat the competitors, I don't know, in some ways, took a little stress off because it's pretty simple what you had to do.
Yeah.
Although I looked at their rear ends most of the night and wasn't able to mix it up with them. And we certainly felt like, I'm sure the world felt like anybody but Jimmy Johnson was going to win the championship with 20 to go.
That's right.
And then
yep.
It changed so quick with a green-white checkered at the end. So, you know, it's a pretty crazy format, to say the least.
Have you ever had a race that meant so much where things look so bleak at one point? And there's always been the joke about, you know, the luck of the horseshoe. If there was a place for it, where would it have been, Jimmy?
I guess the horseshoe only goes in one spot, but there's no room. what's wild is I never thought it was a bleak night. I mean, there was this weird, comfortable confidence I had all night long, and maybe weird is the wrong word to use, but I felt like something was going to happen and I was going to be okay with it. And for a while I came to grips with the reality of it being third, fourth, somewhere in there and shaking somebody else's hand and being happy for them. And then it changed so quick at the end.
Winning races, Jimmy, and winning championships is not easy at all. Everybody knows that. But some years you seem to have been on a roll where you're the man and you're the one to beat and you're the favorite. But that didn't happen this season. But more fans cheer you now than boo you. And I think you've noticed that. And does this one feel any different than some of the ones in past years in terms of maybe, you know, being a little tougher?
Well, I guess, first of all, to speak to the point of the fan reaction, honestly, when I jumped in the back of the pickup truck after driver intros and they had the four of us and we were going around the track, I usually get flipped off a lot. I mean, they shoot me the bird everywhere we are, every state, everywhere we go. And I kept looking up and seeing hands in the air thinking they're shooting me the bird again. And it was actually seven. I mean, I all the way around the racetrack, everybody's holding up seven. And I mean, it just gave me the goosebumps. I'm like, wow, what a interesting shift in things. So I think the fact that we were in the position we were today to tie history, you know, even people wearing other hats and other T-shirts that normally shoot me the bird were holding up seven. It was really cool.
Yeah, very cool indeed. Jimmy Johnson on Raceline Radio, recalling an earlier victory celebration at the Brickyard. Your daughter, little Evie, didn't want to kiss the bricks, but at Homestead, you know, even Lydia seemed to be holding up seven. What did that mean, and what does it mean to have your family there, your daughters there with you, along with your wife in Victory Lane, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're so young, it's hard to know exactly what's going on, but it means the world to me to have them there. And honestly, you know, the reaction that Shani had on her face was a lot like the reaction I had and what I was experiencing. I mean, I've seen, we've been through some emotional stuff over the years. Two children and all these great professional things that have gone on. I've never seen my wife with that expression on her face. And I mean, it said the world to me. She said she was in the fetal position in the motorhome as the laps were winding down.
Oh, no.
Kids were going nuts. They could see the race, what was going on TV, but didn't know why mom was in the fetal position. And so I guess it was pretty chaotic in the motorhome. But, it's, you know, they make such sacrifice to let me go out and do my thing. So I'm very thankful in those moments, you know, sharing these moments with them mean everything.
2016 and now seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, the amazing Jimmy Johnson on the Best of Raceline Radio, tied with Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt. But is Johnson now considered one of the best NASCAR drivers of all time? I certainly think he is. And even Richard Petty has said himself, being so young at just 41, Johnson could easily win 8, 9, or even 10 championships or more before he retires. Another final pit stop here, Brad, but upon return, tell you about next week's show and more on The Last Lap. This is the Best of Raceline, powered by the heart-pounding, turbocharged WRX STI from Subaru on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dale Jarrett. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Eric Thomas with the Best of Raceline, coast to coast on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag signals as always, The Last Lap. So next week, our best of series all done. We move into 2017, celebrating our 25th anniversary season on the air as Canada's national radio motorsport authority. We'll have some early season rallying to discuss and certainly start our ramp up to the 2017 NASCAR campaign with the February running of the 59th Daytona 500 Classic. And we'll also look for your entries for the 2017 edition of the Subaru Raceline Email Bag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. That's our best of show for this week. Thanks once again to our special guests, Jimmy Johnson, Daniel Morad, Lance Stroll, and David Higgins. Thanks as always, big thanks actually, to Brad Hoffman for tech ops and production, and all of our network affiliates, operators, and of course, listeners and sponsors coast to coast for partnering with us during our 24th season on the air as we move now into our 25th anniversary. Thank you. So, from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas.
So long, everyone. Raceline Radio Coast to Coast has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to y'all again next week on Raceline Radio.